Name? And why do you believe you can serve the mistress? Well, we'll see if you're worthy. But I must tell you, many do not survive the training. Becoming an acolyte of the mistress, it's physically trying. And emotionally, well, some men are just not strong enough. I mean, we must break you in order to mold you into the proper servant of the mistress. Are you sure you wish to proceed? Well then, I see you've done all the necessary paperwork. You've signed over everything to the coven. Very well. You may enter the temple. But I warn you, there are only two ways to leave. One, as a worthy supplicant, as someone who will be blessed by the mistress. And the other, well, in a body bag. Please, if you think you are ready, come in. Before you enter the inner sanctum of the temple, you must strip and bathe. You must wash yourself clean of everything from the outside world. You must come to the mistress as naked as the day you were born, and as clean as it's possible to be. And that means also shaving all of the hair on your body. No, you may keep the hair of your eyebrows and your eyelashes. Everything else must go. If it pleases the mistress, if you please the mistress, you may be allowed to regrow hair if she wills it. I see you understand. Well, I am here if you need any help. But mostly, I'm here to watch. To give advice. Now, as much as... Well, with as many acolytes as we have who come through here, I don't want you to think that we're heartless, that we don't care. We just need only the purest of devotion. The mindless followers who will worship the mistress as she deserves to be worshipped, as all women deserve to be worshipped. Yes, this bath is for you. You may climb inside. You may begin the removal of hair. I can find you some help if you need to reach certain areas. I am the High Priestess, yes. Which is why I would find someone else to be shaving a mere acolyte's body. Meet the mistress. Oh, acolyte. You are not nearly ready for that. Becoming hairless. Cleansing yourself inside and out. Oh, yes. There will be many enemas. You must be as pure as possible before you can reach the inner sanctum. And even then, it may be weeks before you meet the mistress. She prefers All of our acolytes come well molded, well trained. If you're lucky, I'll be assigned to you. Oh, I'm not nearly as hard as some of the other high priestesses, but I do take an abnormal amount of pleasure in humbling a man. What can I say? I find that nothing celebrates the power of being a woman more than controlling a man. It was written to be so. Aren't you glad it is thus? Aren't you ready to give yourself over to the temple, to me, to devote yourself entirely to the mistress?